Good Sunday morning and welcome to Community Circle on CRH Broadcasting. I'm your host, Jackie Morales, and you already know every Sunday I always have a very special guest in studio with me. He's a dear friend of mine, always doing community stuff here in the Valley as well. His name is Cliff, and you brought someone with you as well.
Yes, I did. First, Jackie, thank you for letting us come in. And my special guest that I brought is Michael Brewer. Okay. He is the founder of Hope in the Future. Started 20 years ago. The man has started this from actually his garage. So let's get Michael going because he's the one.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how the foundation started.
Thank you, Cliff. Thank you, Jackie. It's an honor to be here today. Thank you for having us. Yeah, again, my name is Michael Brewer. I'm the founder of Hope in the Future. And it's an organization that helps foster children. Mm-hmm. And we started it 20 years ago.
Wow.
Which is just really amazing that it's already been 20 years. Yeah. So November 24th is the day I walked down to the Corporation Commission and filed paperwork. Could have never imagined what it's turned into. So the way I got involved originally is someone invited me to volunteer at a summer camp program for foster children who were 7 to 11 years old.
Okay.
And the camp is really unique. For every two campers, there's one adult. And so I had 2 11-year-olds assigned to me. I had an amazing week. It definitely was me stepping outside of my comfort zone.
Right.
I'll admit to that. Got to the end of the week, and the 11-year-olds had a great time, but they were disappointed they wouldn't be able to come back the next year. And so I heard that story the next 2 years in a row, and I'm like, why aren't we doing more for these kids?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's no fault of their own. They're in the system. But if they're a teenager, only a 10% chance that they'll be adopted. 2/3 will drop out of high school. 20% end up homeless or incarcerated. So there's all these statistics that are just stacked against them.
Right.
And I'm like, we know who these kids are. We can see their faces at camp.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, we should be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2004, I started Hope in the Future with the intention of at least doing a summer camp program for the older teenagers. So we had our very first camp, had 28 children there. A little bit of where we are today, this past summer, about 450 children served through all the camps. So it's really expanded. So we serve kids now from 7 all the way up to 15 at the summer camps. And what happened after that very first year of the teen camp, because
uh-huh.
it was designed for the 12 to 15-year-olds,
uh-huh.
the 15-year-olds automatically were like, well, what about us? Why can't we come back? So there's always another problem to solve.
Right,
so
right.
What's happened is everything is built upon each other. So we started a life skills mentoring program for the foster children.
Okay.
We'll meet monthly with them,
mm-hmm.
Go over various life skills like budgeting, cooking,
helping
them plan for college, just really staying connected with them. That then evolved into some college scholarship programs. So mm-hmm. Grand Canyon University heard about what we were doing and offered college scholarships to the foster kids in our programs.
OMG.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I get emotional quick, Michael, so I'm just warning
you. That's all right, yeah.
That's so awesome.
So a young girl at her very first camp, we ended up sending to GCU, and she graduated with a nursing degree worked over at Phoenix Children's Hospital. It's really just grown, and it's just amazing. Yeah, so I looked up before I came here how many scholarships we've given out over the years. So it's 200, that we've helped foster kids.
Within the last 20 years,
yeah.
200. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is so great. Look at you.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, I didn't even ever think I was going to be here.
I know. I sure didn't. And what's amazing, like this year, as we've known these kids from when they were, children
uh-huh.
to teenagers, and now they're aging out of the system when we
yeah.
still know them,
mm-hmm.
we've really become like an extended family for them, a
That's
support
so
system.
Cool. Right.
You know, a lot of kids have their family, so when they turn 18, they're not really ready to launch, right?
Yeah,
right? No, they're not.
Not even close.
No, and so, but they don't have people to turn back to. But mm-hmm. but what we've created here in Hope in the Future is really mm-hmm. an extended family. So they turn back to us. What we've noticed is there is a transitional youth program for kids in DCS until they're 21.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of them will opt out of it because they don't want a caseworker anymore involved in their life. But when they opt out of it, they also lose their state assistance. So the state will provide $1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But where does $1,200 a month get you today? It doesn't pay for rent. That I know.
No, not
right.
Not
and so many of these older kids, 18 plus now, are reaching back to us because they can't afford to live.
They
can't pay rent. They can't pay their electric bill. They can't mm-hmm. pay a phone bill. And so we just started this last year, a transitional living program as well. Yeah. And
oh, wow. So you're busy.
We are busy. So we have 2 units now. We have kids placed in there helping them, a reduced rent to help them out. And they meet with us weekly and really try to be that bridge for them,
right.
To mm-hmm. not compound any debt they have.
Yeah.
Help them in school.
Uh-huh.
Really give them a hand up. So It's been crazy what's gone on over the years, to be honest
growing,
with you.
But it's growing, right? It's doing what it's supposed to be doing. Yes. And God bless your heart, Michael, for what you're doing for these kids. It's just such a blessing for these kids to have you and to have hope in a future in their lives. And to have people like Clip working, you know, as, you know, a part of the nonprofit. So amazing work.
No, yeah, Cliff has been wonderful. He joined us a couple years ago. Uh-huh. And I'm like, Cliff, for you to really get a sense of what we do, go be a camp counselor. That's where it all starts. It all starts at camp, and I guess where he worked before, everyone's like, well, Cliff will never volunteer to be a camp counselor.
Oh my gosh.
But I think he's hooked now.
Been able to get him up there
a couple years now. Yeah.
Let's talk about the camp a little bit, because I know you guys have an event coming up, and it's, you know, to fundraise for this particular camp.
It is, yeah. Right, so throughout the summer, there was about 8 sessions of camps with almost 450 kids. And so that is just, like I said, grown exponentially from, you know, the 27 we took 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And so our goal is to provide more weeks of camp. Mm-hmm. And like I said, for every 2 kids, there's 1 adult.
Okay.
So there are a lot of people involved to make these camps happen. I think last year we had almost 700 volunteers in order to make this camp happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, really to create positive memories for the kids, to create connections. You know, at the camp for the 7 to 11-year-olds, we actually throw a birthday party for every child at camp. So many of them get moved from home to home throughout the year when they're in DCS care.
Yeah.
And no one stops to recognize them on their birthday. So up at camp, we throw a birthday party that includes every single kid. They get birthday cake. They get gifts. We have entertainment for them. It's the best night of that camp for sure. At the teen camp, we tried to kind of replicate something special as well.
Uh-huh.
And so at the girls' teen camp, we do a princess program.
Aww.
It's a prom-like event for the girls.
Yes.
So these are young girls who woke up in a group home that morning, and that evening they're being treated like royalty. They get
dressed up.
They have their hair and makeup done. We escort them down a red carpet.
Aww.
We serve them a 5-course meal. Yay. We do dancing. So that's a special event for the girls at the teen camp. And then at the boys' teen camp, we do an all-star event for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get as dressed up.
Yeah.
You know, they're boys, right? They don't want to get so dressed up. But we still do a fancy dinner for them.
Mm-hmm.
We announce their names one by one into the dining hall.
Aww.
We cheer for them.
That's cool.
Give them an all-star medal. Really make it special for them.
To make them feel important, you know, and just seen.
Yeah, that they're valued and that they're worthy. And most importantly, they're worthy to be loved.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them don't feel like that being in the system. So that really just, we pour that into them.
I'm sure that it is a life-changing event for them.
It is. And one of the original volunteers, you know, it's a ministry for foster children, but it's a secret ministry for the adults. They just don't know it yet.
Got you.
And I think that's exactly what happened to me. It's really just been a blessing, what God's done over the last 20
Amen.
Years for us.
And so now you guys have this fundraiser that's coming up.
We do. So November 15th, Friday at 6 p.m. at Dobson Ranch Golf Course.
Okay.
We're having an event to celebrate the 20 years of our camps.
Very
so there's
cool.
no cost for people to attend.
Okay.
So, but we do ask them to sign up so we know, because we're going to provide a whole evening of fun, a kid zone, going to provide food. So people can learn more about it at azhope.com/golf.
Perfect.
And all the information is there for them.
Okay.
But it is. It's a time for the community to come together, our volunteers to come together.
Yeah.
We'll have some of the kids there, I'm sure, the older ones, going to spend time on the driving range.
I'm not a very good golfer, but I always have a good time. I always miss.
No. So a lot of people are familiar with Topgolf. So at Dobson Ranch, they have a similar setup. And so it's going to be more fun than actually, you know, going out there doing 18 holes or anything. But see how far you can hit the ball and
that
just have a
like
good time.
Fun.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and the weather's perfect for it
right
now. So this is going to be at Dobson Ranch Golf Course, November 15th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We encourage you guys to come out, have a good time, and celebrate the 20 years of hope in a future for all the change that they've been bringing here to the Valley. And you can be a part of it, too. So like Michael was saying, there's no charge to come. You can come and just, you know, hang out, but funds are always welcome.
Yeah, we can't do this for the kids if we're not raising money.
Right.
So part of this is to celebrate what we've been doing, but also introduce new people to the organization.
Right, and people who may want to volunteer for a camp.
That's right. Right. Okay. Right. Volunteer. We're able to do what we do primarily through fundraising and the Arizona Foster Care Tax Credit.
Oh.
So there's several tax credits that exist in Arizona for people to take advantage of.
Yeah.
But the Foster Care Tax Credit helps that population specifically in foster care.
That's so,
so
good.
So the amounts every year are, you know, they change every year, but a married couple this year, I think, is $1,173.
Oh, okay.
And a single person, 586, I believe.
Okay.
And it's a dollar for dollar reduction off your state taxes. And so you can decide whether or not, you know, you're sending your money to the government to buy paper clips for the employees.
Yeah.
Or you can say, I want to help foster children. And it's a great tax credit. There's several, a lot of people are familiar with the school credits.
Uh-huh.
And so this is in addition to that. People can take advantage of all of them. They don't count against each other. And the nice thing is it really doesn't cost the taxpayer anything because you owe that money anyways to the state. You're just redirecting it to a cause that you care
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Yeah. And I much rather do that because sometimes I get in a really bad mood.
Right.
And I open up, when I see my check, I'm like, wait, what's happening here, right?
Right.
But no, I'm so thankful to have you here, Michael. I know we met once a while ago,
you
and
did.
It's so good to see you again. And just to see the growth in Hope in a Future in just a matter of time. I think it was like 2 years ago we were talking about
right.
it, and so much has happened in 2 years. So you're on the grind, you're out there, and you're making it happen for our future. I'm thankful for you and this nonprofit.
Well, thank you, Jackie. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And then is there any other events that you guys have going on throughout the year to do fundraising as well?
You know, Christmas is right around the corner as well.
Yeah.
And so we throw a Christmas party for all these kids.
Okay.
It has grown exponentially as well. We invite all the children who've been to camps, but we learned that all those kids live in homes with other kids, right? So we invite the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So that number has grown up or increased up to about 1,200 that we provide gifts and toys to.
Okay.
And so we have various Christmas parties because an event of 1,200 we learned was way too much.
Oh, yeah.
So now we've broken them down to smaller, multiple events during December
uh-huh.
to celebrate Christmas with the kids.
Yeah.
But we are collecting gifts. And
okay.
so people can, again, visit our website at azhope.com.
Okay.
And there's a wish list mm-hmm. link where they can choose to make a small donation of $25 or an Amazon list where you can choose the toy
okay.
and it'll be just sent automatically to our office.
That is so cool.
And so a little bit like Angel Tree where people used to go out in person to buy the gift and deliver them. This is so much simpler.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more, well, with technology nowadays, you can do it that way. Because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, remember those little Christmas trees when you walk into the store and you could pick, right? So this is cool and
yeah,
very
we learned
convenient.
This after COVID.
Oh, gosh.
This Everything is what opened
changed.
The door to it. Like, oh, we could do a virtual wish list,
right.
you know?
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's more convenient for people. It just seems like everyone's so busy nowadays. So to be able to just go online and pick and click and make it happen is awesome.
Those gifts for sure. So
absolutely. Yeah. I know Cliff and I have been a part of like Christmas with a Cause and different events like that. So it really does matter. And the impact on the families and the kids and the smiles, and like you really have to be there to experience something like that,
right?
And it's really cool. So just one gift will go a long way. Share the website one more time.
Yeah, it's azhope.com.
okay, perfect. And then for the golf event, it's azhope.com/golf.
correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, I hope to see you guys out at this event. I've been trying to make an event, but this one I will make time to get out there and maybe try my golf game. I don't know.
Well, we look forward to seeing you here soon.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for tuning into this segment of Community Circle. We'll see you right here next Sunday on Sierra H Broadcasting.